is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we get today's show rolling with some bad news?
Oh, what a change. Mm-hmm. Some bad news. A Massachusetts man just out for a nice little drive, just cruising along. Facing charges now in Connecticut, though, after authorities say that he was caught with 5 pounds of marijuana inside of his car. Police in Wilton, Connecticut, never been, sure it's lovely, stopped a car about 11:15 a.m. on Thursday.
Okay.
After officers spotted the guy texting while driving.
Ah, you can't text while you drive.
Especially when you have 5 pounds of marijuana in the car. Upon making contact, they did some digging around. They go, hey, wait, that's actually 5.5 pounds of marijuana. Oh, here's 50 grams of cocaine. Here's 17 grams of hallucinogenic mushrooms, LSD, and several pills, and $13,770 in cash.
Oh, yo, he's definitely going to be dead here soon. Like, how do you just transport that much money? He's a mule?
That's not like cartel money. This is just a guy who's a recreational dealer.
A middleman for someone somewhere.
I mean, still, that's a lot. I mean, that's probably what? A $30,000 plus hit at least.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 5 pounds. You got 5 pounds of weed plus however much.
50 grams of cocaine? What's
so
that? What's
a little over a pound?
Ian, you're the expert over here. What's a gram of cocaine cost?
That's over an ounce.
Here in this state?
28. That's 2 ounces of coke. 2 ounces of coke.
2 ounces of coke? All right.
So I don't know what that runs for.
I don't know. All those numbers sounded large, and I just think large money.
This isn't like cartel. This is just a dude.
It's a pretty bad day to be texting and driving.
If you've got magic mushrooms, you're just trying to enjoy yourself at 11:15 a.m.
Do you think there's somebody on the other end, like, you almost here with all the drugs?
Almost there. LOL. Can't wait to see it. TTYL.
Some good news today as well. A Georgia hunter set a new record when he bagged a 700-pound, 14-foot-long alligator. Looked like some straight Lake Placid stuff. I mean, it's...
That's a dinosaur.
I don't really get why you would be a gator hunter to begin with. I mean, are gators useful? I mean, I know that you can make, like, boots out of them and stuff. Some sweet-ass boots.
Man. And belts.
Real good. Yeah, sure.
They're good eats, too.
Are they?
Gator is good. Yeah.
I've never eaten gator.
And gators, if you go real fancy, you could get gator skin leather seats or gator skin seats for your car.
Oh, yeah, which would be very inconspicuous if, say, you had $30,000 worth of cash and drugs on you.
Just because I have good taste in car accoutrements does not mean...
Step out of the car, sir. I said step out of the car. But this guy gets a huge gator, and he says that we're going to have it life-size mounted. I'm going to have a house built around it. It's going to be a monster laying on the living room floor for a while.
I feel like actual 15-foot gator. I mean, stuff it for sure, but also create your own, like, crocodile mile. Or Crocodile Isle, do you remember that? Yeah. Like bootleg slip and slide from back in the 90s?
That would probably hurt. Lots of ridges.
See, I'd go the other direction. I'd go straight up Peter Pan where you mount it standing up and just put a little clock in its mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clock in its mouth.
Okay. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, you do you. You do you. You.
Man, that is some hillbilly stuff, though.
That's so redneck.
First off, you're out hunting 14-foot gators. You get one, you're like, I'm going to build my house around it.
I ain't mad at it. Stuff that gator.
Georgia.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
The tone.
I want to know if any of you guys vape, because if you do, I don't know, I'm extremely worried about that it's going to kill your lungs and you guys are going to end up looking like douches.
Message deleted.
None of us vape.
Yeah, no, everyone talks about how the vaping is actually exploding your lungs at this point. So, yeah, I think I'd probably pass on the idea of picking up vaping now.
Like, 3 people have died and the CDC is already on top of it being like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. And this is something that we've been saying for years.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, hey guys, what percentage of like YouTube videos, you know, the like bloggers put up there, that what's the percentage that is actually real versus fake, because I mean, some of the stuff on there is just so ridiculous. I mean, it's too dumb to be real, right? I mean, you guys agree?
Message deleted.
A lot of it's absolutely fake because they're getting paid to do it. It's paid, like basically they're endorsing the product, right? So especially whenever a lot of the ones that are targeted towards females, it's females, product placement.
Well, and kids, right? Like there's a story today that's out about that Ryan's toy reviews. Have you guys seen that one? It's just like a little kid one. You probably haven't.
But it's got millions and millions, not even millions, like tens of millions.
The kid has made $22 million. His family has off him doing these videos. And they're horrific. I hate them. But my daughter, when she's watching kids YouTube, they always populate because
goes there.
Because they're popular. But now his family's under investigation for the same thing because they're not real videos of him just organically going, "Oh, here's a toy. Let's see what it's like." They're all paid placement by these toy companies,
and you need but they're to not disclose saying, that.
Okay. You have to disclose that. But then, like all of the YouTube prank stuff, like 99% of it is fake.
And the stuff that's not fake is racist.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's go down to the hood. It's like, God, you are just so dumb and so racist. And like, I hope bad things happen to you while you're trying to prank people who are just trying to live their day.
Let's go to the suicide forest in Japan. That'll be a real hoot.
Yeah. It's YouTube is
Logan
a
is Paul a, sucks.
God, that family.
So you want to hear something crazy, though.
Is that Jake Paul? Whichever Paul it is.
Both you suck.
So what is it? Jake Paul or whatever the other one is.
Mr. Logan. Paul.
So there's a boxing match down in L.A. that's going to be, I believe, at the Honda Center. And they bumped the Anthony Joshua Ruiz fight from happening there that day because
of him.
Jake Paul or Logan Paul boxing match is going to take place instead. It's like, how crappy, how far has boxing fallen if you are getting bumped by a YouTube star? And I love boxing, like I do, but boxing has self-inflicted, like this is a self-inflicted
I mean,
wound.
I think they're kind of mutually exclusive though, right? I mean,
I don't know, man.
It stinks, but at the same time, it's like,
what's going to bring us money?
What really is worse? Like the fact that boxing match is getting bumped or that there's actually enough
idiots,
losers out there to fill up
that.
The Honda Center.
Well, it's getting the craziest thing. So I was watching Bellator over the weekend, the Bader fight, which was just a complete, you know, thumb in the eye, and we're stopped in a minute. Cool. But I'm watching that, and they play a promo for that. So that fight is going to be on DAZN as well. Shame on you, DAZN. Like, I know it's a Russian oligarch who owns it, so it's like, again.
That's just a money grab, though, by DAZN. If they can get a bunch of morons that are Logan Paul fans to subscribe to their service.
Be better than that. That's it. You know, like, yeah, there's plenty of ways to make money, but be better than that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If I could touch anything and know the history of it, that would be amazing. But if I could talk to animals and then started asking me for directions, that would not be good. So give me that history any day of the week.
Message deleted.
So between the
two
animals asking for directions, is it just them asking for directions?
Or can they ask other things? Are you going to
innately know that. That's like part of their compass.
Yeah, they have like built-in like deer GPS.
That would be pretty annoying though, because the dog would be like, wait, where's the pizza? Where's the pizza? Where's the pizza? Where's
the dog pizza? Knows where the pizza is. He's got a nose, man. He's got a nose. He's got
pizza,
a nose.
Where's
the
pizza? Where's the pizza? Where's the pizza?
But like, why would you want to know the history of an object?
Because that sounds terrible, man.
Honestly.
Because guess what? Somebody has done something nasty to that object at some point.
Nothing good has happened here. No
money.
No modern day miracle. All the money.
Every seat you sit in. Everything you touch just from the start to finish, you know what kind of nastiness has been on there. You would never eat again. It'd be worse than getting rabies.
Especially in your house.
Oh, yeah. Food. I could never eat.
You could just take
meat?
A black light to that and see how nasty it is.
Ugh. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Well, because
a black light to where?
To
the
just
house.
Like, yeah, like
you're
a bed
even your
or
own
a bedroom
house.
Or, yeah, living
Do
room.
Do you black light your homes frequently?
Yes, because they're scorpions. It's like how you find scorpions in a dark room is because they're.
Mahoney's a little crazy about the scorpions thing.
If you had as many scorpions as we did, you don't think your wife is going to make you do that?
No, yeah. She's not going to make me do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's going to make me do anything.
She's going to make... Yeah, right.
Shh, don't give her any ideas. I'll have to do that tonight.
I'm going to order her two black lights right now.
Son of a bitch.
Please leave a message.
It's like goes into Dave off, Dave's office. Oh, my God. They're scorpions. Oh, wait. Those aren't scorpions.
That's much, much worse. I'll take the venomous scorpions.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Ain't no joke, man. Gotta clear that house.
I feel like we're at the point, just in history, where we don't really need more information. Like, the idea of, like, being able to touch something in the history, animals talking. No. I'm like, you know, what we've learned is having more information isn't always better.
Yeah, the fact that all the information in the world is at our fingertips, and it still doesn't change how idiots think. Yeah. It's only made them dumber.
There's still a Honda Center that's full of people to watch a boxing match with Logan Paul. So there's that.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So an Alabama school is they've been having some issues with kids vaping at school, which, you know, you tell us, Audrey, you went to an Alabama school.
Honestly, back in my day, it was dip in Gatorade bottles and cigs.
Cigs. People smoke in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is extended into 2019, of course, and kids aren't so much smoking regular tobacco cigarettes. It's all about the vaping. And so this North Alabama school, Laurendale County, ever heard of it?
No.
No, Lauderdale. Lauderdale County.
Lauderdale, so that's got to be South Alabama.
It says North Alabama. Who knows, though? It doesn't really matter. This week, they took the doors off of the bathroom stalls because they don't want the kids to be in there vaping. Even though, you know, you could see probably a plume of smoke coming out of the said stall. And now if you have to take a poo, you don't have a stall door on it, which seems problematic in a lot more ways.
Yeah.
1,000 times more problematic because, okay, cool, somebody's vaping in the bathroom. Really, who's that hurting, though, other than their own dumb self? Which, again, I get rules have to exist for a reason.
Well, one of the students was found passed out in a stall after vaping, which I don't know how much vape it takes to knock yourself out, but yeah.
And, can I get back to math?
If you had to estimate how much it would take to knock yourself out from vaping.
I don't think the kid passed out from vaping. Because those cartridges, they hold a lot of that liquid in there, and you really gotta, you know, not take in any oxygen to just pass out from it.
It would have to be like, hot box in a bathroom.
Yeah, it would have to be like a gravity bong's worth of vape in order to knock yourself out from it, right?
Like, what are you holding it in too long?
I don't
know. Maybe you have that, again. That's your own fault. Like, really like let natural selection sort itself out. Let me go take a let me drop a deuce in peace and make sure there aren't those like 3-inch gaps in that door either. Because why those exist? Whoever put those on? Like, if you're installing a bathroom and there's you could fit a fist through the side of the crack.
I don't think bathrooms are complicated when it comes to, like, in the guy's bathroom have the dividers between the urinals.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the women's bathroom specifically, but
give us a couch.
All bathrooms, put a couch in there with a hole in it.
You need a couch. Why do you need a couch?
Have you ever been to you haven't. Well, maybe you have. But there's the women's restrooms in the malls. You usually have a lounging area. Like,
wait, really?
Flowers. Oh yeah.
I feel like a couch in a bathroom body mirror is nasty though.
No, it's like women's outside bathrooms
are
the bathroom.
Such a different look than guys' bathrooms. Like, I'm just glad when I don't go in and slip in a lake of urine, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how are you guys? Like, you just missed the urinal completely. Like, how is there a lake of pee just surrounding this? And now I have to straddle like I'm a senator from, Minnesota. I got to have the wide stance in a Florida bathroom, I don't know if he's actually from Minnesota. You know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about Jesse. Wait,
not Jesse Ventura. He was the governor.
Oh, okay, sure.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Jesse the Body Ventura. Yeah.
It was whatever. There was that one. Remember that senator who had the wide stance in the Florida bathroom?
Not really, man.
Oh. He was like trying to signal to the guy.
The foot underneath.
Years back.
And he did a little foot underneath. And a little tap tap on the foot. And then
hey, man,
like,
if you stick your foot under my partition, that's fair game for me to do whatever I want to that foot.
What?
While. I'm saying, like, I can
kind of do that. Well, do you,
like, number one or number two. That's
oh,
all. Yeah.
Oh, so nothing sexy.
No, okay. No. Keep your feet on. Keep your feet and your hands to yourself in the bathroom.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Also, put the doors back on that bathroom. Like, as somebody, like, you know how many kids who are probably, you know,
insecure,
don't want to have to, like, do that at school to begin
it's
with.
It's not even kids. It's like, even as an adult, I'm.
Poop anxiety is real.
I would never do that. Like, I don't even like it with doing it when there's a stall door in place.
Yeah,
much
I don't
less.
Like doing it at work because it's only a two-stall system, and we know who's blowing it up next to you.
Yeah. Well, and every
that's
day.
That's 9 a.m. What are you doing?
There's the
what
same
did you
people.
Eat?
Coffee.
At 9 already? You're,
in the morning?
It's already
I've got
run through
right
you?
In front of me.
Eat some.
Do you poop at work?
Heck yeah, I do. Now,
it's different for women, though.
I'm the fastest in the SEC, baby.
No. I'm going
sorry,
home.
Sorry. It's
the SEC.
It's quick.
See every crap.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
True, never. She's all conference, man.
Tipsy or toddler?
I need to get my big one.
Matt is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Matt? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you guys this morning?
Good. So tell us about your experience. Do you have any kids in your life?
Yes, I have three girls, 9, 5, and 14 months.
Okay, good. So you'll probably be pretty experienced with the toddler speak. What about drunk friends or yourself after a few drinks?
Yes, I have fallen many times.
Excellent. So we've got some things that were said by either a person that's had too many drinks or a toddler. You're trying to figure out which is which. If you get three out of these five correct, you're going to get set up today with the passes for Soundhouse, as well as potentially the 3-day passes. If you get one right today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get one incorrect, it's the Disciplining Pony. You're trying to get at least three out of the five in tips to your toddler, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Best of luck to you. Mahoney, take it away with number one.
Number one, how all dark outside already. Ready, what's up, man?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to have to say toddler.
Toddler is incorrect. Sorry. That was somebody who's had a little too much to drink. Let's have a listen.
How's it all dark outside already? What's up, hey?
One more time.
The fact that Ian can transcribe these is unbelievable. How all dark outside already? Already, what's up, man?
These are my people.
How's it all dark outside already? Hey, what's up, hey?
When two thoughts become one.
The Spice Girls song.
All right, on to number two.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors. Where's all the people? It's Thursday.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to have to go with toddler again.
Toddler is correct on that one, yes. Let's have a listen.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors. Where's all the people? It's Thursday.
Nobody goes to church on Thursdays.
No service on Thursdays?
That's Wednesdays. Wednesday's big church day. Okay. Of course, yes. Sometimes Saturday evening they have the services. And
choir
all day
practice
Sunday.
Is on Thursday.
Choir practice Thursday?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go. On to number three. Because that's a problem. You got some problem. Yeah. Because you're the one who's nuts. No, I'm nut.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Tipsy.
Tipsy is unfortunately incorrect. That was a sassy toddler.
He's got a problem.
All right, so you got one correct, you got two incorrect. We have two more to go. You have to get these next two right. Best of luck.
Number four. Damn! It's Durr again. Ah. She's, you sit on it now. I'm on to the hard part. Whoa, God. Oh, got to stick up there.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to have to say tipsy.
Well, somebody's had a little too much. Let's have a listen.
Damn, it's in there again. Jeez. You sit on it now. I'm on to the hard part. Oh, God. I ain't got to stick up there.
All right. Two corrects, two incorrect. It all comes down to this fifth and final one. You have to get it right. Best of luck.
Oh, well. My
Dave, you read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go, right? Let me out of here. Maynard. Let me go in there and pay him to rub myself.
Is that a gypsy person or is that a toddler?
I feel like this is a trick question. Let's go with Tipsy.
For the win, you are correct. Hey. Yeah. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Well, let's have a listen.
Let me go in. Wait. Let me go in there and pay him.
Guys, having a hell of a day. Congratulations to you, Matt. You nailed it today, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Audrey, do you remember when you first went away to school, and then the first time that you came home, how exciting that was to see old Ma?
Actually, I do.
Yeah. Because it's like you're free as a bird, and then you return to the nest, and it's really kind of like a monumental little moment, right?
Yeah, but they always want you to stay a little long, and I want to go back to school. I can drink there.
You want to go back to school, but at the same time, the laundry being done and the home cooking, yes. It's really... There is that draw to go back home because there's so many of those home comforts there. Yeah, right?
It was so hard for me to go back home after my first day at community college.
But then you realized I have nowhere else to go.
That's where I live. Oh, I still live with my parents.
Well, in this case, a girl went home to see her mom and she's like, you know what? I'm not even going to tell her I'm coming. I'm going to surprise her.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is nice.
That is.
That's cute.
Except for her mom was fairly easily spooked and shot her. As soon as she arrived.
Oh.
She's fine. She just winged her. She got her in the arm. But.
Oh.
Hell yeah, Cleveland. An Ohio mom will not face any charges after she accidentally shot her 18-year-old daughter after mistaking her for an intruder when she came home from college to surprise her. Hannah Jones was shot in the arm last week by her mom, Renee Jones, when the teenager ran into the home in southeast Cleveland in a bid to surprise her family. The teen's mom said she was caught off guard, and thank God she had a loaded 38 special revolver just right nearby.
Must be a lot of stuff happening in this neighborhood where she needs to locked and loaded, but it is Cleveland.
You have it in your hand, just in case somebody bursts through the door and then somebody does, you're like, finally.
I get to use it.
Always, man.
Yeah, the teenager's boyfriend called 911 after hearing her scream when she was shot by the bullet. The arm was broken in three places because it was a 38. Thank God she's a bad shot and didn't get her in the chest.
Yeah,
she easily could have killed her.
Yeah.
Treated in the hospital, later released. She's going to be fine.
Maybe knock next time.
Yeah, maybe no more surprises for
her mom.
Arm to the teeth, mama.
Yeah, if you're gonna surprise your mom when you go home, just a little. Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Surprise, I'm at the front door. Please don't shoot through it.
Yes.
A South Carolina man, 40 years old, was arrested on Friday afternoon after he is charged with second-degree arson. According to jail records, he got locked up at about 11 a.m. on Friday after he allegedly doused the interior of his own home with gasoline and set it on fire because he thought his wife may be having an affair. So, perfectly reasonable. I'm going to burn down my own house.
Well, they don't call burning it down for a reason, Dave. You literally are burning it down.
Meadows told police he found text messages on his phone that led him to believe that she was cheating on him.
Well, his he didn't even have concrete proof.
No. Just a couple of text messages. And his wife and children were at the neighbor's house at the time of the fire.
Well, that's better than burning the house down with them inside of it. So there's that.
Well,
he's a gentleman, Dave.
He did injure himself in the process, though. So great. He managed to set his leg on fire. He was trying to burn out his own house.
Oh, I love that.
So you're in jail, just burned to a crisp. Because no wife, no kids, and no house.
You think our legs taste like turkey legs?
I bet they do.
With a nice canty.
Walking around at the fair.
Don't you hate it when you have assembled the perfect crime and you go and you break into a property, you burglarize it, you get everything you want, you make your escape scot-free, no one knows any wiser, and... Darn tootin', did I leave the photocopy of my face behind?
I knew I forgot something. Better than your actual ID, though.
kind
of? At least they have to kind of look for you.
This is a, like, much larger than an ID, too. It's a full 8x10. He broke into a commercial property in Toronto on August 23rd, ate some food that was left behind. So I guess like he raided the kitchen fridge, which is the grossest thing ever.
Is there anything nastier than, like, can we just drop workplace fridges on whatever country we invade next? Like, forget bombs, just nasty fridges.
I think the Geneva Convention was set up just for so we don't do things like that. But he made a facsimile of his face. Not even a photocopy of fax. Like, you'd have to make a photocopy first before the fax, right?
No, I mean, is fax short for facsimile?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes, man.
I don't know. Don't
look at it. A fax machine is a facsimile machine.
He didn't fax his face.
It said he made a facsimile of his face.
Yeah, that's just a copy. It's a copy.
No, so he just flashed his face on the copy machine.
Himself. It's not that. It's not 1985.
I thought he made a copy and then was faxing himself to somebody.
That should be a crime. Lock that man up.
He has been charged with breaking and entering and failure to comply with the probation that he was already on.
I would love to know what that fax looked like. There's a giant picture of it.
They posted it.
Smashed his face on there. Is it just awkward smile?
He just kind of looks surprised, and I believe he's wearing a fedora.
How did the fedora not fall off?
I don't know, man.
Very talented. Very talented.
What is talent?
Suspect, who was fleeing police, was, quote, immediately captured by deputies after he tried to steal a slow-moving golf cart to get away.
Oh, damn.
This dude.
The person was one of three or four individuals who fled on foot after allegedly bailing from a car which was stolen from a gas station. And this guy decided his next getaway vehicle was going to be a golf cart. Nice. But golf carts really vary in speed. Like, some of them are pretty dang fast.
The gas-powered ones are, yeah.
Yeah, but the electric ones, no.
No, you're not getting away from anything on that.
Yeah, investigators noted that there's a couple that still remain on the lam and that a handgun had been stolen from one of the vehicles at the Cracker Barrel.
And the Cracker Barrel.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
If you tase a guy on a golf cart and you're a police officer, do you have to yell four before you pull the trigger? No? Maybe?
I'm so upset.
Why?
You hate Cracker Barrel?
I don't hate Cracker Barrel. It's just fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just...
Like the little hash brown
thing.
They're
chicken and dumplings? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, see...
Yeah, the loaded hash brown
It's just cheese and hash browns mixed together. Like, that's good.
It's fine.
But everything else is fine.
Better than a Bob Evans.
Do you know what I hate about Cracker Barrel?
Is
that
gross.
Every time that you go there, it's like a 3-hour wait.
Yeah.
For food that's just fine.
Well, yeah, whenever you come onto this side of the earth, because there's only one. We're like the furthest west that it goes.
There's two in Las Vegas.
Right, no, but it's the furthest west that Cracker Barrel goes is Las Vegas.
The reason why Cracker Barrels aren't mostly out west is because western states tend to have a minimum wage for their servers, and Cracker Barrel doesn't like to actually have to pay the people that work there.
Oh, okay.
They like to be in states like Alabama and in South Carolina where
Missouri.
It's like $2 an hour that you have to pay them.
$2.13.
That's what
I made as a server in St. Louis.
That's what I made as a server back in 1997 or whatever it was, and it's still that amount. It's pretty awesome. Here's some drunk inception for you. A St. George woman recently called emergency dispatchers to report a possible drunk driver, but when she attempted to tell dispatchers what the car looked like, she accidentally gave them a description of herself because she was also drunk.
Would have got away if it wasn't for my own drunken self.
Do you think that she was... like looking in the mirror, giving them a description. Looks like she's got blonde hair, blue eyes, a little heavy on the mascara, for being real.
As it's dripping down her
face.
She's
driving a 1999 Chrysler Sebring.
And she's just starting to cry for some reason.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
See, she's in St. George. You should have went to the Cracker Barrel. Would have been fine.
Investigators reported finding... an almost empty bottle of Fireball whiskey in the 32-year-old lady's car.
That's breakfast.
Whoa. Why did you do that?
Why?
Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
These are all real reviews that Ian has found online. Yelp has become a site, and Google, even many other places, Facebook. There's lots of ways to review
TripAdvisor.
Businesses. Yeah, review businesses in this day and age. And generally, people are fairly happy with their reviews. However, there are a handful of people that take pride in complaining. They want to let you know when something is wrong. And almost universally, those women are named Karen.
And they wield their power of those keystrokes, and they will have no fear of warning a manager that they will leave a bad Yelp review.
All of the places that you're about to hear have overwhelmingly positive reviews. Mm-hmm. Except for when Karen arrives. First, Al's Pizzeria in Jacksonville, Florida. 4 out of 5 stars. JC said, 5 out of 5 stars. I ordered the ricotta and caramelized onion pizza with my aunts. She had a mushroom pizza. Both were served hot and delicious. Thin crust was flavorful.
Mm.
Don't you love a flavorful thin crust?
I mean, Al's Pizzeria sounds delicious.
Michelle C. said, 5 out of 5 stars. I just don't have the words to describe how happy this pizza makes me.
Wow, quite the review from Michelle.
Karen A., 1 out of 5 stars. Just a question. Do you make your pizza different for deliveries? Because usually pizza is made from dough, sauce, cheese, and toppings. But your pizza that was delivered to my public school tastes like you used cardboard and dog feces. I'll be sure to order again. Not.
Dog feces.
Not as in all caps, by the
way. So dramatic.
Is that the end of that review?
That's it. Just there. Just not.
Finishing strong with the not.
Is that still a thing? Like, is that acceptable to use?
And, Karen. Know,
your name is Karen.
Stop it, Karen.
This one takes us out to sunny Los Angeles. Bar 107, which ironically closed at the beginning of this month, which I'm sure has a lot to do with Karen and her review.
Occasionally a Karen wins.
Steve, 5 out of 5 stars, a great place to be or get blackout drunk. Bar 107 was the Statue of Liberty of dive bars. Come give us your weird, your odd, your misfits.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Low C said, 5 out of 5, love the photo booth. The bartenders are awesome.
The photo booth's a real selling point.
Karen K, 1 out of 5 stars. If I could give this place a half of a star, I would. I love dive bars, but this place has a terrible vibe. I just don't like the energy. It's not good. The bouncers are worthless human beings who pat everyone down and denied me entry because I had a drink in my hand. I live across the street. Just let me in. They have zero respect for their patrons and should go away quickly. Don't be fooled by the cool stuff on the walls. This place sucks. How happy do you think she is that this place closed down?
She probably thought she had a lot to do with it, Karen.
Man, this hussy is stumbling across the street with a drink in her hand and is shocked when Bar 107 won't let her in with it.
Put your drink down, Karen.
That's how it works at literally every bar everywhere. Next is a Ford dealership in Westchester, California.
Okay.
4.5 out of 5 stars. Joey R., working with Anthony on a lease of a sweet 2019 Fusion was more than a pleasurable experience.
Hell yeah.
Brian G., my experience with Airport Marina Ford was amazing. Anthony, the sales manager, made this experience totally stress-free.
It's amazing when you have a really good sales manager.
Yeah.
You know, who can really help close deals. And Anthony just sounds like hell of a gentleman down there in California at that Ford dealership.
Karen K., 1 out of 5 stars. F this place. I visited this joke of a dealership this past weekend to check out a new Fusion. Well, the salesperson, Kevin, was a D-bag. I arrived and let him know I was looking to test drive. He said, even though I did not intend to buy that day, he still needed to scan my ID. How about you just let me drive the car instead, D-bag? Dude, I could have had $30,000 in my pocket. Then, after the test drive, he just blew me off and said he had an appointment with someone else. F you, douchebag Kevin. You can take your lost commission and shove it. I hope you're late on payments yourself and collection calls are driving you insane.
Also, everything that he said he was doing, that's all incredibly valid. They do all of that.
They have to take a photocopy of your ID in case you're a serial killer and try to steal the car or kill somebody. Yes. That's how it works, Karen.
And also,
every time.
You didn't have $30,000 in your pocket that day. Did you, Karen?
No, she
didn't.
Did you? And finally, in El Pollo Loco, in Sherman Oaks, California.
Okay.
4 out of 5 stars, which for an El Pollo Loco pretty good.
I mean, Sherman Oaks is a nice area.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's nice.
Len said 4 out of 5. Food tastes great. Only reason I'm giving it 4 stars because somebody bumped into my car in the parking lot, which isn't really fair to the El Pollo Loco.
I mean, maybe the lines are a little too close.
A little too close, yeah.
I don't like places with the thin parking space lines. But that's fine. Still a pretty good review from Kevin.
Made a piece, said the best chicken that I've ever eaten. It tastes so good. Mm. Love the attentive staff.
Okay.
Karen S. 1 out of 5 stars. Scam! All caps. Check your order before you leave the drive-thru. Count everything and count it twice. Don't just peek in the bag and then go about your day. The thighs, the breasts, count every single one more than once. I've been there at least 25 times, and each time there is something missing. I think it's a premeditated mistake. They're trying to cut corners so you don't catch it until you get home. This is BS.
25 times, huh?
25 times, lady.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Or is it more likely she doesn't know how to count? That's what I think is what's going on there.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So Allegiant Stadium, the new Raiders Stadium here in Las Vegas, is rolling out some new features that they're going to have at the property. And the Raiders Stadium, the new one, is one of the first stadiums in a long time that's been built around the NFL that has actively planned to have less seats in the stadium and have more interactive experiential type things. So like the whole idea in the past, over the years, when they were building stadiums, it's like just put as many seats in there as possible because that's going to drive revenue. More people equals more dollars, more concession sales, blah, blah, blah. In this case, though, it's like let's create somewhere awesome for people to go that they're going to want to share on social media, that it's going to drive the ticket price up as opposed to just having more seats. So they're doing a Twitch lounge there.
Okay.
So they're going to have like live streaming that you can do during the games. And it seems a little strange to me because if you're paying enough money to go to a football game, you'd think that you'd want to go watch the football game.
Yeah.
But they're also going to do like esports events there and things like that. So okay. It's more of a partnership with Twitch, and the idea of, you know, broadcasting from the Raiders Stadium, the Allegiant Stadium, is pretty cool.
I mean, I can't imagine that. I mean, some of these championships, like the, you know, Fortnite championships, some of the CSGO, some of the, you know, Player Unknown Battleground, some of these games, you know, you get tens of thousands of people will show up, but enough to fill up a stadium. I don't know about that.
I don't know. You see it around the world, though. I mean, you see it in different places, and
like,
you know,
in South Korea.
Yeah, but I mean, if Twitch decides that they want to do some of their premier events in Las Vegas and they want to do them at Raiders Stadium,
I'm all for it. But
it's pretty cool.
I just don't. I mean, what's the Allegiant Stadium going to hold?
As far as the
60?
The 65, I think.
Something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, but I mean, you wouldn't have to necessarily fill the whole thing up either. You know, you could black out the upper deck and things like that. Yeah.
You're saying they should upper deck Allegiant Stadium?
Please do not poop in the upper part of the toilet, Mahoney.
You're the one who suggested it, my friend.
Would that be upper deck inception if you upper decked a toilet in the upper deck?
It would be.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. I'm excited. You know, I mean, it's amazing how fast that stadium is going up. Every day, I don't drive by it every day, but I do, you know, once or twice a week. But every time I drive by it, I look at it, and there's something new that's been added.
Did you watch the second game last night of the doubleheader of Monday Night Football? Because
I went to bed.
The Raiders whooped that ass.
I saw that they whooped that ass.
I was really surprised. I thought the Broncos were going to be able to pull it out, and they looked bad.
Yeah.
Or the Raiders just look good. I mean, or a combination thereof.
I mean, the Raiders look pretty good in the preseason for the most part. You
know? But considering that you lose Antonio Brown.
Haven't had Antonio Brown this preseason.
No, but you think that like he was going to be the stud wide receiver, and he was arguably the biggest star on that offense. They just look good last night.
I'm still not forgiving the Raiders for getting rid of Doss, you know?
Yeah.
That dude was. I like that guy.
Yeah, everyone
liked
him.
Really, you're gonna build the whole 4 episodes around him, and then
they cut him.
Cool.
Dang it. But what was interesting? I don't know if the line has moved a lot today. I haven't looked at it yet. But the one really interesting line to me for week 2 that came out early is before the game happened last night. The Bears and the Broncos in week 2 are set to play, and it was a pick 'em between the Bears and the Broncos. And look, the Bears didn't have a great showing against the Packers in that season opener. But the Bears defense should be able to eat alive Joe Flacco and that offense that we saw last
night. You would
think so. If the Raiders defense
can. The other big line shift that we saw with this Antonio Brown move was that the Patriots went from, like, I think, 6-1 to win the championship to, like, 4-1.
4-1. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to have that big of an impact, but
we'll see.
I mean, the Patriots. The last thing that you need is them getting juiced up even more, and we'll see whether or not Antonio Brown can hold it together. But my prediction is no. He is off his rocker.
We were talking about this yesterday. Antonio Brown spilling the beans on
Tom
his
Brady.
New friendship. Did you see their selfie they took together last night?
Yeah.
They're the best friends, the two.
No.
Yeah, you don't think
it's
so?
It's got to sour.
All for clout?
I think right now things are great because it's the hunky-dory. It's the new girl, right? It's it's a rebound. Everything's fantastic.
New car smell.
Yeah. And then you fall back into your old ways of being crazy.
Uh-huh. And also, I don't think that he's going to... I think Antonio Brown, even when he was in Pittsburgh, he still kind of outshined Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Because Roethlisberger got a cloud hanging around him and has for, you know, a better part of his career. And he's on the later part of his career. Brady's the biggest star in New England, without a doubt. He's probably the biggest star in the NFL. Like, most recognizable.
For sure.
You're going to be playing second fiddle to Brady no matter what.
Yeah.
So is his ego going to be able to handle that as well?
I would say third fiddle. Belichick and Brady.
Yeah.
Bigger stars than Antonio Brown.
Well, they both have more juice.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has more juice than Belichick.
So Steve Grad, who is the autograph guru on Pawn Stars, somebody asked him recently whether or not any of the signed Antonio Brown merch from the Raiders is going to be worth anything, considering that, you know, very tumultuous but very high profile of what went down as well. He said, absolutely not. It's all garbage. Just go ahead and throw it away.
So just burn it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Take your AB jerseys. Do we need to spearhead this?
What's funny is that my brother is dating a girl who is a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and obviously the first Sunday night game was the Steelers and the Patriots, and she was up there for that, and they had a big Antonio Brown jersey burning session in the parking lot outside of Foxborough. All the Steelers fans did before that game.
That's a Burning Man I want to go to.
That's way better.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney's just walking around with pasties on his nipples burning Antonio Brown jerseys.
That's right. Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
And I was wondering if you guys thought that, like, Great Danes are too big of a dog. Probably need a really big house for those guys and, like, a huge backyard. And probably going to spend, like, hundreds of dollars on food alone. So, like, what's up with those Great Danes?
Message deleted.
They're actually called the apartment dog because they don't move around a lot.
Yeah, they're just kind of big galoofs, though. You know, like, if you've ever known anyone with a Great Dane, they're great dogs. But they kind of remind me of the dog version of Mahoney. Like, I had a friend who had a Great Dane, and the Great Dane, bless his heart, could never figure out linoleum, which is what my friend had in his kitchen. And he would get so excited when he would hear his food come out and get set down that he would go sprinting into the kitchen every time, and his little paws would hit the linoleum, and he would just...
The baby giraffe legs.
Yeah, right into the wall every time. And he sort of figured out a way to, like, kind of bounce off of it and just keep the trajectory towards the bowl going. But, man... He would just get running at a full clip on the carpet and then just hit that linoleum and
That's adorable. Every time.
We had a min pin when I was growing up, and my mom's best friend had a Great Dane, and they were best friends.
Best friend. That is so cute.
Because the Great Dane had no idea how big he was, but he would get bullied by my min pin. It was hilarious. If you're looking for a good dog to follow, and you mentioned apartment dogs, Stella in the City, it's this Great Dane in New York, and she's... She's a beautiful dog. Got, like, blue eyes.
Let me take a look.
Just cries a lot, but not like in a, like, just whines.
Okay, so let me ask you guys a follow up to that.
Yeah.
Are people that have Instagram accounts for their dogs kind of douchebags?
No. I don't think so.
I think there are people who have Instagram accounts for their dogs
who are douchebags, but having an Instagram account for your dog does not make you a douchebag. I think you're doing the world a favor.
I thought of a lot of. Well, who's going to be the one to create the dog Instagram accounts then? Yeah. Like, I need.
Oh, so you guys really. You guys. So I don't follow any dogs. Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah, you follow booty accounts.
I don't follow booty accounts. I follow my friends who sometimes happen to be bikini models. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I just want to know how each of your days are going so far, and if you guys predict if it's going to get any better or any worse throughout the day.
Message deleted.
Today, pretty good.
Pretty good day. Yeah, pretty good. I got nothing to complain about today.
So yesterday I was pretty tired. Like, just a long weekend, you know, football being back, and I had a just traveling, you know.
Brothers in town.
Yeah, I was in, you know, Chicago last week. Pretty exhausted yesterday. I feel pretty good today.
Yeah, pretty good. I think today's going to get better. I'm just looking forward to lunch.
Yeah.
Which is what I do every day. I'm like, get done with this and just go treat myself.
Have you decided what you're having for lunch yet today?
I don't know yet. I can't decide because I just got my mind blown the other day because I was posting about Raising Cane's because I'm a no-slaw extra toast connoisseur.
Oh, uh-huh. Of course. Yeah. Silly way to go.
But my mind was blown when they came. When it comes to the toast, you could do butter on both sides of your toast.
Excuse me?
You could, yeah. You can order butter on both sides, and they don't bat an eye at it. It's not like one of those things where they're like, oh.
Is this a secret menu item?
It's just a secret. It's an extra way to order your
You have
Texas
somehow
toast.
Figured out how to get more calories into this meal. That is amazing.
That's what I want. That's how we survive, Dave.
Calories?
Yeah.
I think you're stockpiled.
You're onto
right.
something.
Yeah.
And not only can you do butter on both sides, you can also do extra crispy.
Woo!
Game changer. You go to Cane's, butter on both sides. No slaw, extra toast, butter on both sides. Extra crispy.
Listen.
Your life will be changed forever, my
does
friend.
Does your toast make it home or do you eat it in the car?
No, I have. So here's what I do.
He gets driving toast.
So
I get a driving toast.
So I order no slaw, extra toast. So I got two pieces in there. Uh-huh. And then I order two additional pieces.
So you got some driving toast.
So I got driving toast
there
on the
go.
Way home.
I did the same thing.
I don't really know how to explain this, but I've been dealing with some issues, you know, down there. Not the front down there, but the back down there. If I want to get it looked at, but I'm not that flexible. I don't think I could put my legs up that high to get it checked out. But one thing I can say is my girl, she's pretty loyal because, you know, she held the mirror down there for me. It's real love.
Message
okay.
deleted.
Let me tell you, I'll share a fat guy tip with you. Here's how you do that. You got something going on in the backside? What you do is you set a 10-second timer on your phone.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, whoever hacks your phone cloud is
good. Gotta,
oh,
you,
my God.
It's better than having your wife
know. Okay, got a couple of messages here. And first one here is about the dog Instagram accounts.
Uh-huh.
To be honest, Dave, half the reason I followed your Instagram page, at Dave Farah, was to see if Bailey, may she rest in peace, would catch that ham you always threw her way. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I didn't create an Instagram just
you
for
should've.
Bailey.
You really should have. I feel like you
well, okay,
you, could
so
have, you could have honored her. If, we could go back and we could remember Bailey daily. It
Bailey
could be the Daily Bailey.
Bailey daily.
Could have been Daily Bailey.
And I could call it In Memory Ham.
Okay, this is instantly starting. I'll create it for you.
The thing is I probably would have started an Instagram page if I knew that she was going to be around for a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And she did outlast my expectations. I just didn't think, you know, like by the time it got to
we
the point
we thought she
where,
was going to be done like 5 years ago.
Yeah, the reason why I started giving her so much ham is because I'm like, she's on her last week of life, man. I'm trying to make it good for her.
She held on. She knew that ham was coming, man. She knew that ham was coming.
And then another one here. My husband and I went to the extra crispy toast per your recommendation by the Lake Mead 95 location. Had no idea what we were talking about. Which location do you get it from? So talking about the Raising
Rainbow,
Cane's,
right here.
Rainbow and just south of the 215.
Yeah, like Rainbow, yeah. Rainbow and Warm Springs.
It can't
be
a hard request. Like, what do you mean you don't know what we're talking about? Just toast it a little bit
extra
more,
crispy.
Woman.
And then just butter it on both sides. Like, this
no,
is
butter
not,
on both sides is a well-known.
That is well-known.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's well-known.
It's well-known.
You need to start. What you need to do is you need to do your tour of duty around Las Vegas and all the different Raising Cane's.
Letting the people know.
And let inform them.
I don't. I mean, there's one like literally like right next to the radio station.
You're going to have to go in.
I'm not
driving. You're
going
to have to go in and have a sit down with each manager and explain to them how things are done.
Well, okay.
Because this poor lady is in a drive-thru arguing with them. Extra toast? No, I heard it on the radio. They're like, oh, God.
No, it's a real
extra
thing.
Toast.
Your name is Karen, isn't it?
Yeah, Karen, go away. Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
We didn't have any texts about the butthole?
We did not have any butthole texts. We did not.
Okay, fair enough.
A little disappointed, are you?
I thought that was a really solid pro tip.
All right. So as you get ready for work today and, you know, all fired up, you know, it's still an early part of the week here, right? How about a 7-year-old that's a millionaire of YouTube?
I kind of hate this kid's family.
I really hate this kid's family.
I don't want to hate the kid because he's just a pawn in their scheme.
Oh, his parents are
awful.
Horrific. So my daughter watches some of these videos because they just auto-populated the top of kids' YouTube, which we're kind of like trying to steer her away from because
once Disney Plus is here,
yeah, like kids YouTube just it's creepy and they target kids and save their information and all kinds of stuff.
It's really creepy.
Well, and this particular kid, Ryan's Toy Reviews. If you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. 21 million subscribers to the channel. This kid has made $22 million off of doing.
I think that was
reviews.
Just last year. Yeah. He's the highest paid YouTuber out there, I believe.
Yeah, he was named Forbes magazine's YouTube's highest earner last year. $22 million.
And he certainly doesn't have the most followers. That goes to what
PewDiePie or whatever.
PewDiePie, and there's the other one over L series or T series.
Sure.
Over in India, but the difference between PewDiePie's people and the kids one is that most of these kids don't have either ad blockers on or they will sit through the commercials just because it's a child letting a commercial play that they're getting really no
wow
that and, right. and that's why there's been this big shift to kids programming or you know trying to program to kids because
they don't know it's a commercial, it's just programming to
it's
them.
it's just colors on a screen and sounds.
See, what I don't understand though is that how does the algorithm work? So, like, how can parents, like, how do you make it to where your kid can't consume all of this? Because I've seen my nephew, he'll be watching, like, train videos. He's obsessed with it. And then somehow, through the algorithm. Well,
because they just roll. Like, it goes from one video to the next. And you don't control, the algorithm does, what the next video is. And like you said, a lot of the ads that are in there, if you don't have ad blockers on or the pro version or whatever it
or
is.
Or even the skip.
Yeah. They'll just sit there and watch them.
You have to get YouTube Plus or whatever it is, like Red or something, in order to basically kind of combat this.
Does that drive anyone else nuts at every time you log on to YouTube? They're trying to hawk some crappy. Shut up. No, I don't want your dumb YouTube TV. I don't want anything else from you. Just play the damn video.
I would much rather pay like $3 a month or whatever it may be. You know, the same thing with like what Facebook values each account at. It's something obscenely cheap.
Yeah.
You know, like even for the year, it's like, but they, instead of, I'd rather do that than have them gather all of my data. And the YouTube, and like I said, YouTube's algorithm, same thing with Facebook, same thing with Twitter. Twitter's not quite as bad because Twitter's more chronological, even though they do have the non-chronological version.
In case you missed.
Yeah, but the main reason all of these things out there that you're not paying for, their job, what they want to do is just keep you here as long as possible. It's not for ease of use.
Your attention is currency.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in the case of this, though, this Ryan kid and his toy reviews, the reason why they're in trouble with the FTC is because they didn't disclose that all of these toy reviews are just paid by these toy companies.
Of course they are.
And so when you do that, you have to disclose that it's an advertisement because that's what it is.
Yeah, like things that we endorse, we have to say, hey, we endorse those things.
Yes.
This is a paid advertisement.
And so in this case, the family has worked with huge brands, Chuck E. Cheese, Walmart, Colgate, Nickelodeon, and they haven't disclosed that any of that stuff was paid. And so now there's problems because that, again, violates the Federal Trade Commission rules.
I just changed our Instagram, though, to a creator account. So now we can say in paid partnership with, and I'm just going to start finding.
We're a creator?
Yeah, we're a creator now.
Can I call myself Dave the Creator?
Dave the Creator.
So Paul Allen, who, you know, famously was one of the Microsoft billionaires.
He also the richest men of the world.
Yeah, owned Seattle Seahawks. Overall, just like a great guy, philanthropist, everything else. He passed away back in 2018, and now his super yacht is being sold to the tune of $325 million.
Wow.
One of the biggest super yachts in the world. 26 guests, 63 crew members, and it's comparable in size to a U.S. Navy destroyer.
Wow.
What does somebody need a boat that big for?
You don't know until you get it.
But yeah, wait.
Because the only reason why you need a boat that big is so your boat is bigger than the other super rich guy's boat that's in the same spot as yours.
Is this just like a party boat?
It's a measuring contest.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Because even when you are like the third richest dude in the world or the fifth richest guy in the world, you still are somehow insecure about your junk.
So there was, we were over in Greece. We went on vacation over there this year. And of course, like all around like the you know, Santorini and Mykonos. There's all these incredible, like, mega yachts. And we saw one of them, and it had a Malta flag on the back, because that's how you kind of can sort of figure out who it is. Mm-hmm. And Malta is, like, where they have all these, like, poker stars and all these. It's Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Where, you know, all it's a tax
everybody's
haven.
Hiding their all their taxes.
Yeah. But they you know, like those little boats that go out and will, like, ferry you back and forth from the shore.
Uh-huh.
One drove right by us from one of those mega yachts. And my friend's like, I know what kind of boat that is. Pulled it up. That itself was a $2 million little dinghy. It's a $2 million dinghy. You know what I'm talking about? Like those cool looking wood boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one of those. Looked it up. $2 million for that. And that was just a little,
that's
a little
the, that's
turd
the
that
takes
you
to the shore.
To the shore. Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Unreal.
I mean, yeah, boats. Do you buy a dead guy's boat though?
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
I mean, I
get a discount on it.
I have seen Pirates of the Caribbean, the ghost
ship. I'll take anything on discount.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's like Paul Allen's ghost, I mean, it's only annoying on Sundays during Seahawks games.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is it about humans that everything goes in cycles, right? When it comes to fashion and what's cool and what looks good and what doesn't, it's all cyclical. But at the time, you can't imagine it not being cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look back on it,
it always looks so
it
dated.
Always looks so stupid.
Like, what was I thinking?
Kevin said, feathered bangs. Kevin said this. Feathered bangs, neon, spandex, Miami Vice, mullet, yes on all of the above.
That was me in fourth
80s
grade.
Boy.
That was me in fourth grade, for sure.
Yeah.
The feathered hair, oh yeah. Something so
I pictured you for more of a mullet man.
I had a mullet
and a rat tail. You had a rat tail.
I had a
for
rat
sure.
tail in
for
first sure grade. I had a mullet in second grade. Yeah. By the time I was in fourth, I had the feathered hair.
Can we get a picture, like a swiping picture of like how you grew up, like with the rat tail and into the mullet?
I grew up in North County, St. Louis, in Missouri. That's all you need to know.
The rat tail is sort of making a small comeback, but never
it
really
is.
Because
weird.
The rat tail, for those of you that don't know how awful it was to be a child with a rat tail. Is that it was just an invitation to just yank the bejesus out of the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little ripcord for your skulls. Ow.
That's right. Not
I'll
good.
I'll never understand it.
Scott, what's up, man?
What's up, guys?
So
kind of along Kevin's lines. I graduated in 86.
Okay.
So the big thing was the Z Cavarici pants.
With yeah.
The label going down the line.
Yeah.
Now, if you were cool, you pegged them on the bottom and you wore your white Capizio shoes,
Ooh.
Which were so uncomfortable because they were dance shoes. But they were just bitching.
What about this? I don't want to say that Mike here on Facebook is trying to one up you, but he said Z Cavaricci's and silk shirts.
What about the Jerboe?
The Jerboe jeans. So let me tell you what a loser I was when I was a kid. Jerboes were pretty expensive.
They were like the guests of their time.
Yeah. And so they were like designer jeans. And at least to me, like I couldn't afford Jerboes. And so they had a little white tag on the fly. I actually tried to make some bootleg Jerboes myself using whiteout. I put it on the fly of these pants so that way I could trick the other kids at school and then realize that that didn't work very well.
And it said gerbil instead of Jerboes.
Which is a whole different kind of party, right?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey.
So what did you fall for when it comes to fads at the time? And maybe you're damn proud of it. I mean, you were just stylish. You had it going on. But what was that thing that maybe didn't age quite so well? 702-791-1075 if you want to give us a call. You can hit us up on social media at Dave Mahoney or text us at 73100. More of your calls and posts on the way.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is the fad that you were all about when you were younger? Maybe it didn't age so well. It's all right. We've all been there. Devin said, new kids on the block, buttons all over my white denim jacket.
Hell yeah.
Mm.
We had to make a rule in my elementary school because right around the time new kids on the block were popular, so was Crisscross. And everybody was wearing their clothes backwards, so there was a no wearing your clothes backwards rule instituted.
You guys had that as well?
Yeah.
So Crisscross, you probably don't even know this. Was this?
Yeah, I do.
You don't know Crisscross? All right. Did you know about the whole backwards pants thing? All right. So Crisscross, the whole backwards pants thing, also in our junior high or middle school, whatever it was at the time, told us that we couldn't wear our pants backwards. And so all the rebels would go to the bathroom and change their pants backwards. So there's nothing the teachers could do about it. Does this song still hold up?
Jump, jump.
This ain't skating rink banger. Like when you were at the skating rink and you could, like, you just, the song would come on and then you would like jump while you were on your skates too. Mm-hmm. If you really had good balance, which I did.
Oh, this one here. I went through the switch from the crisscross jeans to the JNCO jeans. I thought I was the coolest kid in denim in the 90s.
What about, you remember Cross Colors?
Oh, yeah.
All I wanted was Cross Colors, man.
What were Cross Colors again? Was it? That wasn't Hypercolor. Hypercolor was different.
Cross Colors was another.
Was it a brand?
It was kind of like FUBU before FUBU.
Okay. All right.
But yeah.
I'm trying to remember everything after that. Like, was there any like disgusting fads, like other than like frosted tips and?
Yeah. So it all went to like Abercrombie and Fitch after.
Oh, right. Just giant holy jeans. Yeah. Like from your knee down to your shin.
Uh-huh. But you also have to like think about this too. Like you know, it's interesting because you and I, all three of us, and Ian as well, we all grew up in vastly different places of the country. Ian in Chicago, you in Minnesota and South Carolina, Audrey in the South, and me in St. Louis. Like, it's weird how these fads make their way across, you know, made their way across the country, because it's like if something was just really popular at your school.
Well,
and then nobody else knows what you're talking about.
Well, and it's strange how, like, if there's a West Coast kid that shows up in the Midwest, how a lot of times the fashion on the West Coast is ahead of the Midwest,
sure.
Especially if you go to like a small city in the Midwest. And I feel like that still happens today, right? I mean, you'd think that with the advent of technology and the internet, it wouldn't be the case. But like you go to the middle of the country and to a small town and you still see Affliction shirts
right. All
over the place.
The bedazzled pants.
It's been 10 years since those were cool here.
Oh, for sure.
And
at
even
least.
Now looking back, you're like, oh, God, those were not cool.
Not great.
I was spending like half my paycheck to get an Affliction shirt, man.
Because they were like 90 bucks.
Yeah, they were so soft.
Do you remember how expensive True Religion jeans were?
Oh, yeah, I worked at Buckle.
You did work at Buckle? Buckle is the place that's responsible for all of that stuff still in the Midwest.
I did work at Buckle for a solid couple months.
Oh, man, I bet that was the hottest thing. I bet you were proud to tell people you were working at Buckle. You're like, I sell the hell out of American Fighter t-shirts.
Oh my gosh. It was so popular then.
I know. It still is in a lot of the country.
Oh gosh. It's kind of embarrassing.
Going back to hairstyles, were you ever familiar with the side spike? Do you remember the side?
On the one row of spikes on the side of the head? Yeah. Oh yeah.
How much of a bitch was that to like get right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, you got to comb.
Side spikes.
Oh, yeah. So you would like basically like kind of like part your hair kind of. So there would be a spike on the row where your part would be.
So your hair would lay flat, but it was just like a one straight. It was like a little teeny mohawk.
Yeah. It was one stripe.
Do you remember
spikes.
When it was cool to like shave like the three little bars into the side of your hair too?
Yeah, that also made a comeback in like 2010.
That was a vanilla ice thing.
Is that where it started?
My mom would take me to the mall to get my hair cut, and they would, you know, sometimes when I was at a more hip hair cutting place or had a better hair stylist, you know, they would shave a J into the back of my head. It was for
jerk off or what?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Jazz hands, Dave. Jazz hands. This one just got texted over to us. Remember the Swatch watches?
Oh, yeah.
Wearing multiple watches?
Yes.
What time is it? I got you, boo.
What time is it in Europe?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is a trend that you got sucked into? It was definitely a fad at the time. You look back on it, you go, probably not a great decision.
Pogs, man. Pogs got me. They got me good. I spent so much money on pogs.
Heather said the side pony in my hair and those jeans that look like 30 different denims all patched together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cash said I used to shave my legs into stripes, so it'd be hair bald, and the only reason I call it a trend is because four other dumbasses did it after they saw mine. I guess it was just because we were bored with the dress code.
Yeah. I don't know if that was...
I don't know.
Marlena said early 2000s, my thin eyebrows, so sad.
Oh, so bad. That's the worst. I wonder if they recovered, because a lot of women's eyebrows did not recover after the mass pluck of 2002.
Brian said, my hair, bleach tips. I had the frosted tips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I rocked them, man.
You put on that little shower cap. Then you pull it through.
But it was the most painful thing ever. Maybe I just had a clumsy hairstylist, but you like dig in there and always get like a chunk of my scalp when she's pulling the hair out. But, you know, Sometimes perfection is worth the pain, you know?
Yeah, Dave, beauty is pain. Pain is beauty.
Oh, JNCO jeans and the studded choker, black lipstick to go with my Deftones and Marilyn Manson shirts.
And that's like, nice. If you want to like really like, it's so interesting though that like you can just date these. They are the actual barometer of time. You look back at a photo and you can know almost exactly what year those were taken. And we're still not that far removed from the like 2010s, but if you think about back then, it was like very, very emo. Like, oh, yeah. I would say 2005 to 2010, you saw that just monster emo explosion with like the gauged ears and stuff like that.
The
like,
raccoon hair, bleach brown.
I want to talk to the guys who got like the giant quarter sized gauged. Now that they're 40.
I saw a guy like that this past weekend and he had the gauges out and he's just, you know, just droopy ears. Like the ears aren't elastic enough to go back to their original form. You have to get like surgery to get them fixed.
We never think that we're going to outgrow a phase, right? Because it's like, no, this is who I am. This is definitely who I am at this moment. This is the lifestyle that I'm going to live. I don't care like if I have to look like for corporate America or a real job. And then you're a 45-year-old dude with like droopy ass ears.
Not a phase, Mom.
Just doesn't look good.
Andy said the big iron cross and skull belt buckles.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Because my junk is a badass.
I'm shocked that nobody's saying anything about the double pot polos or the t-shirts or the dresses over jeans. Do you remember that?
The dresses over jeans, and like you said, that like when you have multiple
that's still
polo
a thing,
shirts
though.
With
that's,
the collars popped.
Isn't that still like a douchey frat thing?
There's a dude that goes to the gym that I go to that wears the same powder blue polo with the collar popped while at the gym every time.
Does he wear sunglasses too?
No.
Are they white sunglasses?
This may be an unpopular opinion, but I don't care. I like a pop collar because when you are out in the sun.
Because of course you do.
I hate that it has become associated with douchebags, but the practical purpose of a collar is so that you can roll it up to keep the sun off of your neck.
As you pop your collar.
Well, yeah, but I was demonstrating because like
looks
if we're outside,
cool, bro.
Hang on, we're gonna take a picture
looks
of this.
Super
make sure
cool.
you check out Mahoney, oh my God, dude.
You're telling me you don't do this when you play golf?
No, I don't.
I do.
I will deal with the sunburn.
I don't want the sun on my neck. I'm saying it is a great practical tool that has been co-opted by douchebags. We need to take it back as Americans.
Do we?
I mean, we could.
You want to go to a frat party?
Why don't you just wear sunscreen?
You know what sounds awful?
what a novel idea.
I literally had this thought yesterday because when we were like 18 years old, there was nothing better than a keg party, right?
Oh my God.
Like, the greatest thing in the world.
Getting invited or not even getting invited, just finding out about it and crashing
showing
it.
Showing it up. Oh, yeah.
And now I couldn't think of anything possibly worse.
So you're going to wait in line for a cup full of foam.
Crappy beer.
Yeah.
And then maybe like everybody's had their mouth on the handle from doing keg stands.
Yeah.
And then like, I can't think of anything possibly worse than drinking out of a keg at
just
know,
basically
years old.
A keg full of herpes at that point. Just look.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I've got the money. I could go buy all the kegs I want right now. I don't.
Cool.
What a weird flex.
With
your collar still popped, you old frat bro. Shut up.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, man. Nicole said, I ruined my hair one time and had no choice but to do the bangs in the front and the spike in the back. Now it's known as the I want to speak to the manager haircut. High school was not kind to me.
Oh, no. In high school?
In high school.
Oh, you had the Karen in high school.
Marty said mullet. I had a mullet. The mullets were the thing back in the day, and supposedly mullets are making a comeback.
I don't think they will.
They are.
They are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. It's like all the super trendy, ultra fashion model types are rocking these awful mullets now.
Until you see like A-list celebrities rocking it. Like the Caesar haircut, the George Clooney Caesar. Tell me you didn't go to Great Clips or Fantastic Sam's or Sport Clips. Claim your spot and get the Caesar cut.
Tiffany said slap bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
chunky highlights, you know, like the multicolored hair, too. The low lights, those tiny butterfly clips, all that late 90s, early 2000s crap. I did it all.
The ombre.
Same girl.
The ombre for women.
Everything ombre. Everything ombre.
Yeah, that's not a, that was never a good
one. What about the fierce swoop bang? You know what I'm talking about? Where you could only see one eye?
I don't, I'm not a fan of
bangs.
It's like
the emo look, right? Yeah.
At all. I think bangs in any generation have never, every generation tries bangs at some point, and then you always look back and you go, that was, every woman looks back and goes, that was a mistake.
No, every woman looks back at it and goes, what kind of emotional distress was I in?
Why was I so broken?
Who hurt me?
What is it about women? Why do you change your hair when you're going through a breakup? Is it, though?
Seriously.
I've never got a haircut and gone, oh, I feel like a new me.
Well, some people who have never had, like, there are some women who find anxiety in cutting their hair, like people who have really long hair. But then there's the other ones who, and I am one of the others, that, like, we just take to scissors whenever we're going through something.
So if you show up one day and you've... You get like the bob cut going. You're pissed at us.
If I go back to the pixie with the side buzz, yes, something is very wrong.
During the show, she like grabs a pair of scissors and she's like,
2007 Britney Spears.
Oh boy, here we go.
You act like our scissors could cut hair. These dull ass things. That just.
In fact, now that you mention it, I think somebody took our scissors out of here.
Good. Those are the worst scissors in America.
They're in my backpack.
Melissa said, I know it's a fad that's happening right now, but I don't care. I've got the super long eyebrow extensions or eyelash extension. Yeah. There's a lot of girls that do that.
Yeah. I had them forever and I can't do them anymore. I'm allergic.
You're allergic to it?
My eyes turn into giant golf balls, but I like them.
It all depends on the length of it, right? So like if they're subtle enough where they don't look obviously fake, then it's fine.
Where they like paste them onto each individual lash. Like
right.
Those, like
that takes a lot of work, right?
It's an hour long and it's not cheap.
There's just one girl that I've seen out and about like a couple of times because it's so obvious that who she is because like she's the only human that it looks
she's
like
known from her eyelashes
like butterfly wings.
Dang. Yeah,
and I'm just like, oh my god, like how you think that looks okay? You know what? You do you. I'm
full
not here.
25.
Oh, how about this? The belly button ring, with the long ass dangling chain.
Dude, that was sexy as hell.
Hell yes,
hell yeah,
it was.
That was sexy. Oh, was my, it oh really? God, dang.
Oh for sure. And you know what? Like all the girls that are our age all have the hole that's still there from their belly button ring that they've since removed.
Being in high school and like finding out like who or so got a belly button ring, they'd be like. And then just wanted to show it off too, and you're
and
like,
they'd always be wearing like the midriff too, and they all had like,
well, the crop tops are back in style.
The crop tops are back.
People with the belly button rings now, but what? But they
it was like
were
the dangling
chandelier.
It was that's exactly what it was.
Cover your ears.
Vincent, it's a pretty simple game. We've got three songs for you. All of them are from popular alternative artists from over the years, and they're all songs that you've heard many times before. The tricky part is they are covered by people that maybe don't have the same musical abilities or sensibilities, or maybe they just want to take their own little artistic interpretation on these songs. Your job is to try to figure out what the artist and the song is. If you do that, you get a full point. If it's the artist or the song, you get a half point. If you get two out of three, you win. Simple enough?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so here we go with song number one. Again, you're looking for the artist as well as the song title.
Inside me that pulls beneath the surface, consuming, confusing. This lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again.
Precisely what I would imagine myself sounding like after doing karaoke, after like a sleeve of Jägermeister. Uh-huh.
That was so much noise.
Oh, that was bad. Ugh. What do you got for us?
Well, the advantage is that's exactly how I sound in the shower. So I think that's Linkin Park, Crawling.
Yes. Yes. Full point.
Yeah.
Full point. Well done.
That was quite the interpretation.
Here we go on to number two.
Got to open my eyes to everything.
Without thought, without voice, without soul.
Don't let me die out here.
Must be something more.
Bring me to life.
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
I can't wake up.
Wake me up inside.
Save me.
Call my name and save me from the dark.
Wake me up.
in my blood to run.
I can't wake up
before I come undone.
Save me
from the nothing I've become.
That was a nightmare.
You can get the win here if you get this one.
Is that a Evanescence?
What's the song?
It is.
Wake Me Up.
No. I mean, you're half right. So Evanescence is right. It's called Bring Me to Life. Bring Me to Life.
Right. Yeah. Amy Lee has really let herself go.
Yeah. All right. We have a third and final one. You just need a half point here. You get the victory, okay?
All right.
Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenching my pain again, becoming who we are.
I love this so much.
This night, memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up!
Oh my God.
Okay. Wow. For the win,
for
right
the
now.
Win. Here we go.
You can do it.
Wait, what? Come on,
you
man.
Can do it. What?
Just the artist or the song?
Do you need the intro again? The music's really.
I can replay just the intro. Just listen to the music. Okay. And the way he's singing this could not be more incorrect.
Okay, that's Green Day.
Wake Me Up When September Ends. Yeah. That was quite the rendition.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I don't have a big problem with anger, but, like, I would like to get rid of never being envious again. Because, I mean, it's not great to be envious of your friends if they're doing good stuff, or anybody in general, you know? I mean, anger, that's just part of our human emotion. I get angry sometimes to get something done.
Message deleted.
Anger is, I think, healthy.
I think so, too.
Envy is not.
No.
Envy is certainly not. I mean, it's a deadly sin for a reason.
So, I mean,
anger is not a deadly sin.
Yeah, but anger, depending on how you use it, is not necessarily a bad thing. If you get angry and that motivates you, or that causes you to do something productive, I don't think that's a bad thing. But if you get angry and it just turns you into a raging
irrationally.
A-hole.
Irrationally.
Yeah. If you just, like, you're blinded by anger. Like, there's too many angry people, and people are too quick to anger nowadays. Because everyone's impatient.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did that just make you angry when I said that?
A little bit. See, starting to see a little bit of white.
Okay, I know I need to get more sun. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, I have a niece. She's 6 years old, and you know, she's a great girl, but she thinks there are 90 hours in a day. She's six. Should she not know by now that there's only 24 hours in a day? I mean, you know, I love my niece, and whether she's stupid or smart, I will love her. But I feel like at 6 years old, you know, her believing there's 90 hours in a day, it's not looking good for her.
Message deleted.
You start learning about time and day. Is that
and
six?
The concept of time is strange, right?
Like, it's all relative.
It's all relative, but unless you understand, you know, how like the earth rotates really is what it comes down to, right? Because that's what constitutes a day, and that's why we made up the there's 24 hours
in
a day.
Yeah, it's an arbitrary time that we decided to choose.
We made it so that way everything would happen all over
so
again.
So there could be 90 hours.
Right?
A day.
We don't know. Maybe she's a savant. Maybe she's a genius.
Yeah, you're not living in her world, man. We could have easily spread it out and said, okay, you know, a day is 4 hours and then made it, you know, equivalent
six
to
six days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, and we're all 1,000 years old.
I just don't think you're woke, man. I think your niece is on another level. Also, No,
your niece is probably pretty stupid, actually.
Please leave a message.
Well,
after
you're
the
six.
Call.
Are you, you're in what? Kindergarten?
First grade, probably.
Kindergarten, first grade. Yeah. You learn how to tell time, whatever. It's
second grade's time.
Do you guys remember when you learned stuff?
Yeah.
Like kindergarten.
Yeah.
Second grade is absolutely time.
No, you learn like multiplication in second grade.
Do you?
Yes. No. Yes, 100% I did.
Still don't really know how to do multiplication. Math is hard.
All you need to know is like 1 through 9 or 1 through 10. The table.
No, and you don't need good. Anything. We got calculators.
Okay, what is 17 times 11?
Oh, no. I said I gotta have a pencil for that. Can't do that in my head.
I'm afraid to buy a used computer off Craigslist. And I know you guys do a lot with Craigslist during the week, so I kind of figured you guys would be the experts, so I decided to call. But I don't know. I mean, I'm literally afraid that I'm going to buy one, and it'll just be full of, like, I don't know, like people sitting on balloons and stuff.
Message deleted.
I wouldn't buy really anything off of Craigslist. I feel like it's kind of a little sketchy.
If you go get, like, the refurbished ones that are wiped, no problem with that.
No, you don't buy a used computer, man. No.
Well, not you money bags who can buy all the kegs he wants, no. But some people just need a computer.
They're so cheap now, you can get a Chromebook for like $200.
$200 is a lot of money. I mean, I know that you've got a $3,000 laptop in front of you.
Okay, no, I paid
a little more than that.
I got this on sale.
$3,250.
It's only $1,800.
Oh, this is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
No, man, you don't buy a used computer. No, you don't. Refurbished,
I don't know, man. It's fine.
From factory, but not off of Craigslist.
No.
That's how you go to jail for kiddie porn. Legitimately.
What? No, that's why I said a refurbished one. One that's been...
Not on Craigslist.
Not on Craigslist. You're on the radio.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Audrey, that thing you were showing me earlier, the Ms. Monopoly, is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. So they released this game, and I didn't know if it was a parody or somebody was just trying to make a point.
Real.
But it's a game just like Monopoly as you know it, but when women pass go, they get $240, and when men pass go, they get $200.
Which is problematic. Well, what the whole thing is, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it to where women are making more money in a world where men make more money than women, but
it's showing the parallel, right? Like, so you're doing the same thing, but the women are getting paid more, which is how it is for men right now.
I guess it's just to shift the advantage, right? Yeah. Like they're trying to say that men have more of an advantage right now, so let's shift it. But I feel like that's just insanely problematic. Like, how are you going to? It almost just makes it seem like a handout versus what you're earning.
Let's erase inequality by creating inequality. Wait a minute.
I don't know. Who cares about this? It's dumb.
Is anyone going to buy it? Do people still play board games?
Like, let's
put it on the most boring board game ever. Right? Also,
yeah. Like, let the market sort this one out. Good luck with that. Who makes Monopoly? Is it Hasbro?
Yes.
It's gotta be.
Good luck with that.
So this is interesting. A story that's kind of tied to that. According to a new study out of Cornell University, professors cited the National Council on Family Relations Journal of Marriage and Family, and marriage rates are down nationwide. And one of the reasons why, according to this new study, is because prospective husbands can't provide enough financial security. So basically, there's not enough economically attractive men out there in order for women to want to marry them.
So everyone's just broke right now.
I think that's a real thing, though, right? I mean, like, guys, how many, I mean, we talk about it all the time, like, how many really ugly guys do you see with really attractive women?
All sorts of them.
And it's because you always assume, and many times that's the case. Yeah, there's a level of providing there, and whether that's necessity and or just the frills, shopping at high-end stores or whatever it may be, but there's less of those dudes out there. Like you said, everyone's just broke.
This is just kind of frustrating. It's frustrating because being a woman and hearing this is just kind of like going back to the Mrs. Monopoly, and then hearing this is the exact next story, and it's like we're advocating for ourselves and like wanting to make and create more value for women just in general. And then here we are like, hey, I need somebody to financially support me, and I'm not going to marry you until I find that. Support is absolutely something that everyone wants. Like being able to create this like family dynamic, right? Of like, hey, if I have a kid, like I want you to help. Like, you know, carry your weight. Like maybe a lot of women don't want to go to work whenever they have children. So that might be the reason why. But like, I can't really, there's the world right now is so 50, they're not even 50-50. It's like we say one thing on social media, but we really want something else in our real home life. But we're too scared to actually admit what we want. And it's incredibly frustrating.
Would you put yourself in that category? Would you say that you want somebody that when you go down the road of having kids, you want somebody who can provide for you, But at the same time, like, you've got a great career going on for yourself. So, like, how do you balance that? Just, right?
You want to be a stay-at-home dad? I think Andrew would love being a stay-at-home dad, honestly.
I got into it with one of my really close friends from, like, back in Missouri. It was actually, like, 2 or 3 days ago. We were randomly talking about fantasy football, and I missed our, like, group draft where everybody from St. Louis went to. And one of our friends from high school, who we haven't seen in a long time, I mean, like, probably 20 years, is now in this league. We just brought him in this year, and he married the valedictorian from our high school. It was a very smart woman. Obviously, she was a valedictorian of our school, and she's like a stock trader or something. She works for Merrill.
Does well for herself.
Merrill Lynch, and makes a lot of money, enough to support her entire family and him. He's a stay-at-home dad, and my buddy was giving him crap because he's a stay-at-home dad.
No, I don't like
that. And so they're out at the bar, and he's ordering drinks for people, and he's paying for it. And they're like, is that
her money?
It's her money. Yeah. And he's like, no, man, her money is our money. It's our money.
Our money.
And
right.
Like, I'm like, dude, that's just such an antiquated, like, you're giving him crap because he's at home raising his kid.
Which,
like,
by the way, is way tougher than the whole, like, I'm going to go to work and have a fulfilling career and then, you know, roll back into the house at 6 o'clock when they're about to go to bed.
Bottom line is just stop shaming people for how they one way or another what you're doing.
How they want to live. If you want to have a job, take a job. Yep. If you want to be a stay-at-home parent, you can be a stay-at-home parent. But don't judge somebody else because that's what they're choosing. And I'm like, I was like, dude, what are you, like, you're 40. How are you, like,
but the other thing is what
why are you doing this?
Is what you were saying earlier about how, like, if women do want a man to take care of them.
Right.
That sounds super antiquated when I just say those words, right? Like a man taking care of them. But the idea of that is when people get shamed as well now.
Yes.
Because that sounds like you're not woke, right?
No, right. Like you're not in with what everybody's like changing.
That's
and like
so
channeling
old school,
into.
Man.
But it's really just what social media has made us feel like we're supposed to want. And I get
that's
like,
why
yes, like empowering.
Toxic.
Empowering.
Can we all just not have to pick up a battle flag and fight over everything?
It's exhausting.
Let people live their lives how they want to live their life. Because day I want to be a stay at home pool boy.
Right.
You're going to have to do some crutches.
Nah, man. I want to live. What, now you got a fat shame?
I mean, I'm just saying, it's like you can't be a fat pool boy.
I'll be the first.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
I'm so brave.
X107.5.
So
is that what it is?
There's probably a fetish out there for that. Hit somebody up on Craigslist.
Yeah, my wife's not into that.
For real, to round out this study, 72% of adults in 1960 were married, and now 50%.
I don't think it has to do with that study, though. I think people just don't want to get married anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
It doesn't matter.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I'm so upset.
Why?
You hate
I don't hate It's just fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Better than a Bob Evan.
So there's one particular restaurant that Audrey just loves.
Okay, that's dramatic. I'm not loving it.
You just said, I am so upset. I can't, let me.
Listen.
Boney.
I am upset.
So upset.
Why?
You hate
I don't hate It's just fine. You were so upset.
Okay, sometimes I'm dramatic. But to be fair, that's like where my family, we would do like the get-togethers with the family, like whenever the other family would come into town.
Yeah.
So that's good memories.
That was like the fancy.
No, not like necessarily. That's just like the everyone likes it.
All right. So what is this particular restaurant that she is talking about? 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer gets tickets to go see Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers when they bring the fall tour to the House of Blues Friday, October the 18th.
I've got about $300 worth of gift cards to that particular place.
Huh. My birthday is in October.
Okay.
That's... You're flexing all over the place today, by the way. Yeah. In your pop collar. I got $300 worth of...
All the kegs, $3,000 laptop, $300 worth of gift cards.
Dave, that was not a $3,000 laptop.
It's a $3,000 laptop.
It was when it was brand new, but I bought it when it was
off the lot.
When it was only $2,000
on clearance.
What a bargain. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Kenny,
what is the correct answer?
Cracker Barrel.
There it is.
I have to put up videos on social media, sir. That's why I need
that
is a work tool. It's a work tool.
He's so upset that you called him out on it.
You wrote it off on your taxes, didn't you?
Way out in the land of the setting.
morning sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada